Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And those of you who've been listening, you know what we think about you. That means you're a highly intelligent individual. I'm broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, where I'm down here working with some folks and working with the good folks at Administaff. And I'm going to be talking to some of their customers this week. They've asked me to come down and talk about my thoughts on 21st century marketplace and 21st century small business. I'm going to be doing that tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. It's always fun to be able to talk to small business owners face-to-face. It's one of my – I like doing it over the radio and over the Internet every day, but I really like doing it face-to-face. It's a lot of fun to see the lights in their eyes and how excited they are about their businesses and what they got going on. And I know somebody who agrees with me, somebody who has experienced that himself, is our good friend Steve Martin. Steve is an original member of our Brain Trust, a longtime friend of ours. Hasn't been on for a while because he had a circumstance to happen to him that has prevented him from being on the show, and he's back now. We're so glad to have him back. We've missed him. I know I've missed Steve Martin and missed his wisdom, but we're going to talk about something a little bit different today. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. It's really great to be back.
It's good to have you back. We've missed you, and it's just been too long.
Well, it's been almost 8 months now.
It has been, and I'm going to let you start talking about what we're going to talk about. I'm going to let you get started with it. Folks, this is going to be a little bit different from so many of the conversations you've heard Steve and me have over the years. Steve, you had something happen to you about 8 months ago, didn't you?
Well, Jim, up here in Buffalo, New York, on December 15th of last year, there was a terrific ice storm, and I had an occasion to experience it and experience the effects of gravity and what happens when you turn horizontal in midair and land on your hip. I managed to shatter my hip, and I've basically been laid up for the better part of 7 months.
And you learned, you've had a lot of different life experiences in that time. I mean, you went from being a guy who could get himself wherever he wanted to go, still very active and vital, to somebody who depended on a lot of other people.
Jim, as an individual entrepreneur, really depending on my own abilities to make a living and do things, I went from totally independent with a great support staff, but to totally dependent, and that's a real wake-up call. And for an individual entrepreneur, if you don't have a backup plan, if you don't have insurance, if you don't have the things in place that I did, fortunately, it could really be a major disaster.
Well, you know, I've seen things that happen to you actually cause people to lose their businesses.
Oh, absolutely. I can relate to that. Jim, you got to realize that for the better part of 4 months, I was occupying a hospital bed, and I couldn't even sit up vertically in a chair for much more than a few minutes a day. And on top of that, I was on very high levels of narcotics just to try and manage the pain. So my usual sharp wit was pretty dull at that, that point in time.
Well, and so, you know, the thing is even with insurance, even with getting the right kind of medical care, which you obviously were getting and everything, you had what could be considered to be, and I don't want to make light of it. I don't want to sound like I'm making light of it, but you had what you could call an everyday kind of an accident. I mean, what happened to you could happen to anybody. Not even, doesn't have to be an ice storm. I mean, any of us could trip over a wet spot or our you know, whatever. I fell. A year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, I fell in a huge atrium on a stone floor once. My feet came completely out from under me, and I could have easily had, if I had landed a different way, it could have happened to me, just exactly what happened to you.
So what no, you it had can something, happen in a heartbeat.
It could have happened to anybody. This wasn't some unique, unusual thing that happened to you. And you have to be, you need to go through the process of what if it happened. And that's one of the reasons why I was glad that Steve was willing to come on the show and talk about his experience, folks, because this is a wake-up call for you and me, what Steve's story, what he has to say. And it's something you and I ought to say, okay, if that happened to me, what would I do? And when we come back, Steve's going to help us build that story, build that answer. And he mentioned the narcotics, folks. Steve is a very courageous guy. It takes a lot of courage to do what he did. And I'm going to tell you about that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Steve Martin. Game, a small business advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. Folks, my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog and to my newsletter, especially the newsletter, which comes by email. The blog comes by Real Simple Syndication Technology, which you can get for free from our website. Steve Martin has a website. Steve, why don't you give it to us, please?
Jim, it's profitpro.us.
ProfitPro.us.
Yes.
But there's another website that you're going to tell us about in a minute. Folks, Steve's telling us about his ordeal that he went through, and he's trying to, you know, he's such a great teacher, as you all know, those of you who've heard Steve over the years, help us to become more profitable in our businesses. He's such a great teacher. Everything he does, he tries to make it into a learning situation. Steve, I just want to thank you for your courage, for your ability to, your willingness to relive some of these things that I know are painful for you, but to help pass along what you've learned to other people. And one of the things that you, and folks, if you just tuned in, Steve broke his hip. He shattered his hip in a fall several months ago, and he's been going through the recovery of all that, and it's been a long, arduous, painful recovery. And Steve, 8 months later, you're still on and off of a cane, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, it's going to be a long process. When I first broke the hip, the doctor said somewhere between 9 months and a year for total recovery. And the last time I saw him, which was just a few weeks ago, it was the first time he mentioned 2 years. But
wow.
It's a long journey, but I'm lucky.
You are. Why do you consider yourself to be lucky?
Well, Jim, 20% of people who break their hip don't last a year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and
even at your age, I mean, you're still a young guy.
Well, the reality is that most people who break their hips are older, so they have other conditions. But
right.
It's tough, and only 30% of people who break their hip achieve recovery comparable to what they had before the incident. So I'm lucky.
Yeah, I can see your point. Well, okay, you mentioned narcotics. You were in a lot of pain, and they gave you some pain medicine, and they told you how much pain medicine to take, didn't they?
Exactly. Well,
did you do that?
Oh, to the letter. I kept a logbook for months of exactly every pill I took and every time I took it, because the paper was my surrogate brain, because the old brain wasn't functioning as well on narcotics, and mm-hmm. I absolutely needed them to manage the pain. I can't imagine what would have happened without it.
So, how did your experience with narcotics work?
Well, it's interesting, Jim. I was in the hospital for 4 days, and they had me on morphine. I went to another facility for another 9 days, a residential facility, and they changed my drugs. And I immediately went into withdrawal, so I was not only hurting, but I was sick. Then when they sent me home, they changed my narcotics again, the pain pills, and I went into withdrawal again. And finally, for 3 months, I stayed on one medication, which was hydrocodone. Lortab is a common brand, taking the maximum allowable dose. And I became not addicted, but physically dependent upon the drug.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me 28 days to taper from my maximum dose to the zero dose.
Wow.
And then it took me another 14 days to begin to feel human again.
Wow.
I didn't even sleep more than an hour or two a night for the first 7 days after hitting the zero dose.
Mm.
It's really,
one of the things that you did, Steve, which I'm so proud of you for, is you actually kept a journal of all these things, and you posted that on the Internet, haven't you, the experience that you had?
Jim, I paid such a high price for this lesson, I've got to get some value out of it. So, yes, I created a website that talks in detail about my hip and the experience that I went through and the lessons learned, and also in detail what I learned about withdrawing from prescription narcotics.
And, folks, it is so well done. I went there. Steve sent it to me. I went there immediately and read it. It's so well done, and I can see where people with a lot of different experiences could benefit from this. You want to give us the website?
Sure, Jim. It's positive-way.com/recovery.
Positive-way.com/recovery. And, you know, Steve, I think I told you, I've already sent a friend of mine to that site who's had an experience not unlike yours, not to the degree that yours is, but not unlike that, with some pain medicine and is going to have a long recovery. And the moment I knew what happened to him, I sent him to your website, and he's already benefited from it.
Well, that's great. I had conversations with both my orthopedic surgeon and my personal physician, and they agreed that they're going to start sending their patients to the site as well. Because I spent more time later, now that I'm actually able to sit in a chair for a while, I've spent days researching what's available in terms of information for the patient, and I found a major gap that I've filled with some information on my website.
Mm-hmm. So that's all been done. Positive-way.com/recovery. When we come back, I'm going to ask Steve to talk to us as a small business owner. What did all this mean to his business, and what would he do differently in the future if he had it to do over again? How would he have his business ready to go, or at least how would he prepare his business for what he went through? It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Steve Martin is our guest. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. And folks, one of the things that you might find interesting is that, as you know, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, I'm broadcasting remotely. I'm on the road, and I'm actually connecting to my network over voice over IP. I'm using Skype, and Steve Martin is with us right now. And he is connecting to my network over what would ordinarily be a regular phone line, but instead he's using voice over IP, another carrier, right, Steve?
Absolutely, Jim. And you know what? Since I'm the Profit Pro, I have to tell you I'm saving at least $500 a year on my phone bill.
Wow. $500, that's a lot.
Oh, it's a lot, yep.
Well, and you don't have a big operation.
No,
you know what I mean? It's not like you have 40 or 50 employees or anything, is what I mean. I mean, a lot of small businesses out there, the phone bill is their telecommunication bill is the biggest bill they have.
That's right. Yeah.
In terms of M&A and just operating expenses. But anyway, I just thought you'd find that interesting, folks, and I'll let you judge for yourself about the quality. I was just telling the audience early in the hour, Steve, if you're growing your business and you're considering telecommunication elements in the growth of your business, and you're not taking voice over IP into consideration, you're making a mistake.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are some pros and cons.
There
are. Need to be carefully evaluated, but the economic benefit can be quite significant.
Well, there are applications. You just have to understand, you know, what's going on and where the proper application is. Steve, let's get back to what you were telling us. Now, you've gone through a horrible accident. You've gone through the recovery. You've made that transition, and you're now back at work, and you're getting your life back going again. Your business, you're getting, you know, back engaged in your business. What have you learned that if you could talk to someone now who hasn't had an accident yet, who hasn't been debilitated, but it might be in the future, what would you tell them to do to get ready for something like that in their business?
Well, first of all, one of the things I have to recognize is that, you know, every quarter my health insurance bill comes due, and of course I pay it straight out of my own pocket, being an entrepreneur. And I was looking at it just days before the accident occurred and said, well, I'm going to leave it the same. And that was a good thing, because the final bill on, if I hadn't had insurance, is probably going to approach $40,000.
Wow.
For this incident. So
surgery,
the first
and all?
Thing I'd encourage any entrepreneur to do is to make sure they're taking care of their insurance coverage.
Right.
The second thing I had to recognize, now that does not count any business interruption. And my business is not set up in such a way that it would really benefit from business interruption insurance.
You don't have customers coming and going out in and out of the door, do you?
No, that's right. As a business consultant, I pretty well book my own business and can manage things pretty well, and the flow is what I want it to be. It hits a peak at sometimes and it's low at others. But if you are depending on a cash flow to hit large fixed expenses like a building, like employees and that sort of thing, you'd better really look very hard at business interruption insurance, particularly if it involves a key individual, such as a business owner, tremendous business skills, things of that nature. It's not just your physical assets that can be lost. It's the intellectual assets that...
And be sure you understand what kind of interruption the insurance would kick in on, because all business interruption insurance is not created equal.
That's exactly right, Jim. This, and particularly if you're looking at the intellectual side of things, that's going to be a very complex conversation with the insurance people.
Exactly.
Because it's not typically covered.
Right. All right, what else?
But, the other thing is you've got to look at your support staff in terms of being able to carry the business on. I'm lucky. My business partner is my loving wife of 23-plus years. So... she was able to take care of those things that really had to be taken care of, come heck or broken hip, as they say. And that was super. But for and I never thought about this with, you know, a broken hip is basically a broken leg. Of course, it's the biggest bone in your body. And you really got to make sure that your staff can carry on the critical issues for you.
That's well said, Steve. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Steve. We're glad you're back. We're glad you're doing better. And we thank you for the courage that you have to talk to us about these things.
Well, thank you, Jim. Really appreciate the opportunity.
We'll see you again real soon. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. This program is for you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.